Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. You need to do a major cleanup. You need to declutter your life. You need to change everything you consume to align with what you desire. Let me give you some practical examples. Actually, first, let me explain. The reason you need to do this is because the math is just not mathing. The math is not mathing otherwise. You cannot say you want to live a life of abundance, but you keep consuming content that keeps you in poverty. Make it make sense. You cannot say you want a healthy, loving, romantic relationship with a mature, emotionally intelligent man, but you keep watching all of these reality TV shows and podcasts that talk about all types of nonsense that keep making you think that men are trash. That's why you think men are trash, because you only engage with trash men. You see what I'm saying? Change what you consume to align with what you desire. Even if you desire it and you've never seen an example of it in real life, find an example online. Find examples of the things you want and stop consuming everything else, okay? If you want, let's just say, generally speaking, you want to be a more positive person, stop consuming negativity. Stop consuming negativity. Why is the shade room like your morning newspaper? Why? Why do you follow all of these gossip accounts on Instagram, on social media? Why is it that every time some tea about people's business come across your feed, you have time? Suddenly you want to engage. But when it's time to do the things you need to do to achieve your goals, you're busy. Oh, now is not a good time. You want to take a nap. You want to do something else. You see what I'm saying? Pay attention to what you prioritize. And you might not think you're prioritizing it because you're not saying you're prioritizing it, but look at what you spend the majority of your time doing. Why do you have time for Shade Room, but you don't have time to read a book? Why do you have time to be in the group chat about all of these celebrity marriages, but when it's time for you to go to the gym or to work out like you said you would, you're tired. You don't have time for that. You don't feel like it. You see what I'm saying? Change what you consume to align with what you desire. If you want to start going to the gym, start watching people who go to the gym. Watch people who make gym content. Look at what they're wearing. Get inspired to look cute and, you know, get your active wear. Look at what gyms they go into, what workouts they do, what protein shakes they eat. What do their daily meals look like for bulking or losing weight? Follow people who are doing the things that you want to do. Why is your feed full of gossip and rubbish and you're not following a single person that lives the type of life that you want? What do you expect to see? What do you expect to see? As much time as we spend on social media, you cannot afford to be consuming garbage. You cannot afford to be consuming all of that nonsense. And there's no balance. There's no consumption of the things that you actually want. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. I told y'all many episodes ago, I stopped watching the news, I think, since before college, and I've been out of college for a few years, okay? I don't remember the last time I watched news, any type of news. I don't consume it at all. And a lot of people might be saying, well, how do you know what's going on in the world? How do you know what's happening around you? Well, everything is happening, right? There's a lot happening, but the news only reports the bad things that are happening in the world. You wake up, you turn on the news, you see who died, who got shot, where there was a robbery, how many accidents there was, who got arrested. Interest rates are high, all of this. And I'm not saying these things, I'm not saying to ignore these things and it's not important. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you can't be consuming negative content all day. What kind of impact do you think that will have on you? Before you even start your day, before you even talk to anybody, you are in fear, you're paranoid, you're in a bad mood. For what? For what? Let me tell you something. I live in Atlanta. Atlanta has, I think, like the most sex trafficking or something like that in the States, in America. And I'm not saying that's not important, but there was a point in time where I interacted with one post on TikTok, because y'all know how the algorithm works. When you interact with something, it shows you more of like the same or similar content. I interacted with one post. Every other post was like all of these tactics that sex traffickers use to try to kidnap women. Oh, walk around your car and be mindful if you see this on your windscreen. If you did it, I started feeling very paranoid. It got to the point where I was running errands and I would walk around my car, do a full circle to make sure there's not anything, not any marks, not anything in my door handle, etc. I got very paranoid. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm immune to those type of things, but I'm saying because I started consuming more of that content, it made me feel like it was a very real possibility for that to happen to me. Now, that could happen to anybody, but if you keep consuming content like that, you're more likely to think it will happen to you. And then what are you calling into your life then? You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's more important. I'm not saying these things don't matter. I'm not saying that. I am not saying that whatsoever. I am just saying you cannot keep consuming negative content 24/7 and then expect to be a positive person. You'll be very paranoid, filled with fear, anger, anxiety. That's no way to live your life. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.